everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today and for choosing to listening another of my podcasts. If this is the first time that you're here, welcome. I'm on the show. My name is Jada. I'm the founder and CEO of Glam Observer, and I do help fashion enthusiasts landing their dream job in fashion. So welcome to this new episode. Today we're going to talk about the 7 things that you can do this summer to boost your career in fashion. So just in case you didn't secure your fashion internship during the summer, so you believe that you just can enjoy your summer, so then you will be start working again on your career in September. This is not, you know, absolutely true, because actually, even if you didn't secure your summer internship, there are so many useful things that you can do. Maybe you can, of course, alternate these things with your beach walks or whatever travels you have planned for summer. But there are some things that you can still do. They're going to boost your career. So once in September, you're going to be back from your holidays, you already have some work done that can boost your career and your job search. So imagine if during the summer you could secure your fall internship. Because yeah, maybe you didn't secure your summer internship, but first of all, we are still in July, so you can still get a summer internship that is going to start this month or in August. Or you can already start applying for fall internships, fall jobs, because companies have already started posting them. Imagine if you could be on the beach, apply for a job in fashion, and secure your fall internship so you can enjoy in full your summer vacation because you have already secured your fall internship. So what are the 7 things that you can do right now if you want to give a boost to your career in fashion? So the first thing that you could do, just in case, you know, many of you don't have a lot of clarity regarding what is their dream role in fashion. Maybe you have more passions, you're still undecided about what are the career options you can explore. So you can spend this summer to read more about the different careers in the fashion industry and identify which is the one that is made for you. So you could do so by reading some books. In my book, Your Fashion Dream Plan, for example, I do have an entire chapter that talks about the different careers of the fashion industry. You can even head over to globeobserver.com or scroll these podcasts to go back to some episodes ago when I published some interviews with fashion professionals where they explained their role. But also on globeobserver, you can find different articles that explain some roles of the fashion industry, such as the art director, creative director, the buyer, the merchandiser, and many others. So you can spend the summer to have a little bit more clarity about which is the role that is made for you. You can take advantage of the summer to learn something new to boost your skills or even to practice some skills that you have acquired. For example, Excel is the most requested skill in fashion, in any fashion job. So maybe you want to start learning Excel, or if you already know the basics of Excel, you can practice it to become better at it. Or for example, if you're an aspiring fashion writer, you would like to work at a fashion magazine, you can practice your writing skills. So in this case, you might want to write one article per day or a couple of articles per week. Or you can learn a new language, for example. If you would like to come here to work in Italy, maybe you want to improve your Italian. If you would like to move to Paris, you might want to improve your French skills. So learning new skills or improving your new ones during the summer is great. You can even do from your beach, basically through books, through online courses, and I will also leave you, just in case you're interested, the links to some fashion writing courses and my Excel for Fashion course and masterclasses, just in case you're interested in learning more. The third thing that you can do is, of course, to learn more about the fashion industry. So you can learn a little bit of the history of fashion, for example. You know that if you want to work in fashion, you don't need to attend a fashion school, but it's still important that you learn how the fashion industry works. And nowadays, thanks to the internet, anyone can learn about the fashion industry. So there are no excuses to not knowing about fashion, even if you didn't attend a fashion school. So the fact that you didn't attend a fashion school is not a problem. You can still get a job, but you should learn about the fashion industry, not just to show it off to recruiters, but even for yourself. Because, you know, I believe that if you're really passionate about the fashion industry, you want to learn and know as much as you can about this industry and be curious to know how the industry works from the inside, but also the history of fashion. So you can read books, you can take some online courses about the history of fashion, you can watch documentaries, you can go on YouTube and watch some videos. The fourth thing that you can do is to give a refresh to your CV, cover letter, portfolio, and LinkedIn profile. So, if in case you have to write your first ones, this would be the perfect time, but also summer is perfect to give a refresh to your documents. You can try a new resume template, you can update your portfolio with your latest work, you can remember that even if you don't have a job yet, in your portfolio you can create samples of work, like you can invent this project that you're just going to use for your portfolio just to have something to show to potential employers. And you can even start your LinkedIn profile or update it just in case you don't have one or you need to refresh it a little bit. Remember that on LinkedIn, something that is very important is your headline. So for example, under your name, you know, there is that headline section. If you are an aspiring fashion stylist, write aspiring fashion stylist, because recruiters are going to use LinkedIn to find new people to hire. And they will use, of course, the search tool on LinkedIn that is going to pull up profiles based on the keywords that you have on your profile. So you can even use LinkedIn to ask for informational interviews to some fashion professionals and connect with them. The fifth thing that you can do is to build your fashion website. Maybe you've always wanted to build your own fashion website, but you didn't have the time because you were studying or you were busy with work. Maybe now you have graduated or your school is finished and you have a little bit more time, so you can build your fashion website to use it as a portfolio or even to start your own fashion blog and start writing some articles related to the fashion industry. The sixth thing that you can do this summer is, of course, to apply for jobs. Because, yeah, even if, for example, anyone looks like it is on holidays, like your favorite editor or stylist, if you follow them on Instagram, you see that they're on holidays. It doesn't mean that, of course, fashion companies and offices are closed. They're still hiring, posting jobs, doing interviews. So, of course, even if it seems like you're on holiday, you can still apply for jobs because companies, you know, recruiters or others are still there in the office hiring people. So like I said at the beginning of this podcast episode, you can still apply for summer internships just in case you find something last minute. But you can even already prepare and plan in advance, so you can already start applying and looking for fall internships. So yeah, even if it looks like we are in the summer, maybe you are thinking, okay, I'm going to wait until September, then I'm going to start applying again. Don't do so, because, you know, fashion is very competitive. And while you are waiting for September, there are other people applying for jobs. And like I said, the fashion industry is not stopping just because it's summer. Yeah, some editor might be on vacation, but there is another editor in the office, or one recruiter might be on holiday this week, but there is the other recruiter still hiring. So apply, even if it's just summer. And the seventh point is learn how to apply for fashion jobs and internships, whether you want to do it right now or you want to wait until September, so you're going to start applying later. Learning the correct strategies to apply for jobs is super important, especially in a competitive industry such as fashion, where the traditional application strategy doesn't work. If you have tried to apply for jobs but you're not getting results, or if you have no idea how to approach the job search process in fashion, remember that fashion is competitive, and the reason why your application might not be working is not because you didn't have experience, or it's not because of what you studied, maybe because you studied something unrelated to fashion. That's not a problem. People working in fashion are coming from any background, so not only people who studied fashion work in fashion. They studied politics, economics, management, marketing. So if you're struggling to get a job, or if you have no idea how to approach the job search process, you might spend the summer to learn the correct application strategies to apply for jobs and internships. And if you want to do so, I will leave you a link to a free masterclass where I do teach you 3 powerful steps or strategies to stand out from the competition and land your dream job in fashion. All right, so I really hope that you have enjoyed this new podcast episode. I will leave you into the notes of this podcast episode all of the links of the resources that I've mentioned. So yeah, thank you so much, and bye for now.